Bruchim Abayim to the ninth and continuing series of Shiurim on entitled the oral history of the written law. And last time we began speaking about Achrei Mois, and we began with a summary of a commentary which appears in the back of the Chochmas Adam, written by the Chochmas Adam, and based upon the Gra, that in fact the parsha, the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, is expressed in Achrei Mois, went through what you would call a evolutionary development, an oral development within the text of the history of the Chumash itself, namely that the laws and the ritual, the avodah of Aaron HaKohen, who was the Kohen Gadol, was not meant to be implemented only on one day a year in Yom Kippur. It was in fact actually any time that Aaron HaKohen would feel a need to go into the to the Mishkan, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and what's mashmeh is to be metaret, to purify it. The Kohen doesn't mention this explicitly, but from the Chochmas Adam it appears that this is the intention, because the Chochmas Adam, after asking the question from the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, that Aaron would come and purify the Mizbech HaZov once a year, the Chochmas Adam says, well, isn't this a contradiction to what the Gra is saying? He says, no, that once a year was a chiyuv to purify it. The rest of the year, Aaron HaKohen could enter it wherever he wants, from which it's clear that the Chochmas Adam understood, and so did the Gra, and so did the non-traditional commentators, that in fact the avodah which is detailed in Achrei Mois was meant to be a act of purgation, purging the Mishkan from Tuma, when in fact actually it would be contaminated. So in other words, this is the it seems to me this is the implied opinion, the understanding of the Gra and the Chochmas Adam. And of course, a lot of non-traditional literature has been based upon this, that in fact the whole point of the ritual, which is detailed in Achrei Mois, is actually an emergency measure to purify the Beis HaMikdash from Tumah, from contamination. And of course, the non-traditional commentaries will say that at one point in the future, somehow this practice was in fact actually the Gra actually says that the practice of purifying at any time was only given to Aaron HaKohen, was delegated only to Aaron HaKohen, but future Kahanim Gedolim in fact were only allowed to enter the Kodesh Kedoshim once a year, then on Yom Kippur, and that's the tzivu, the commandment we have in the Chumash, and this commandment is found at the end of the Avodah in Achrei Mois, as the Chochmas Adam points out. And in fact, the non-traditional commentators will in fact actually say that this was a later enactment, that in fact this act of purgation would only take place once a year. Okay?
The purification is of the Mishkan or of the...
Of the Mishkan.
On Yom Kippur, the purification is of the people.
No, the purification of the Mishkan. You're raising a good point. That's a point that I raised last time. I'm going to speak about this because, in fact, that's what we'll go into this right now.
Did it switch somehow from it?
So this is what I want to speak about. What I want to speak about this is that if, in fact, we're saying, and this is actually the objection that I mentioned last time, that if, in fact, we're saying that this was initially an act of purgation, an act of purification, so, in fact, what is the kapara? What is the atonement that's being that the Torah is speaking about? Now, it could possibly be that the atonement is actually atonement for contamination, but in fact, actually, does not seem to be the case of the Chumash. The lashon of the pasuk. I actually saw one non-traditional scholar who wants to claim that in fact the entire atonement and repentance ceremony is only one for tumah. He reads a pasuk in Perek Tazayin, pasuk Tazayin. Chipir laKodesh b'tumos bnei Yisrael umipisheim l'chol chatoisam. So he wants to say that In fact, mitumas bnei Yisrael mipishem chochatoisa means pishem is going on. In fact, actually, tumas bnei Yisrael. But in fact, I'll explain that maybe not this time, but next time. That's obviously a total distortion of a reading of the pasuk. In fact, actually, the pasuk is v'chiper al hakodesh bitumas bnei Yisrael, and there's a zokef katan, and then umipishayim l'chol chatoisa. Clearly, the pasuk is speaking about tuma, and also pishayim pesha has to do with sin. But this is the approach of the non-traditional scholars, that in fact chas v'shalom, the Torah should be interested at all in any type of repentance or notion of tshuva, but rather everything is paganistic voodoo, which deals only with what ancient primitive people thought to be contamination, and the belief that contamination was a way of preventing, warding off evil. I will have something to say about this, but I don't want to enter into this right now. Okay, so this is the opinion, this seems to be the opinion anyway of the Gaon HaChokhmas Adam, that in fact, what they're actually developing is the theme of the oral tradition of the written law, namely that this Avodah the Kohen Gadol began as an act of being metara, the Mishkan, and after that, later developed into the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and only of Yom Kippur. And the Gaon, in fact, says this when he notes that the Pasuk, which speaks about the Pasuk, which Chazal say was written not Keseder, not in order, there, the Gaon notes, this is Pasuk, which Chazal said the pasuk was out of order. So the Gaon, at least in the rendition of the Chokhmas Adam, the Gaon in fact answers that this pasuk actually was in fact placed or redacted later on at a later point in the oral tradition of the written law. What in fact this avoda would in fact be the avoda of Yom Kippur, and therefore the halacha l'meshiv Sinai required the five times the change of the chalifas, five times the change of the begadol of the Kohen Gadol, and the subsequent tevilas and kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So in other words, the Gaon, by understands Chazal, placing a pasuk shalak sidron, basically represents, as we've spoken about, a later redaction of the original text. Yeah.
Can one ask when that happened?
Well, it happened obviously before Moshe Rabbeinu was Nefter. I mean, within the Aboim Shana.
So even when there was a Mishkan in Avot Moab, there was Chamesh Tefilos. It was when Eliezer took over.
At a later point. In other words, in the original point, after the Mises Bnei Aaron, when
right,
you can say that maybe it was placed in after the death of Aaron HaKohen.
Right.
In other words, Aaron HaKohen was supposed to do actually only three Tefilos, as is indicated in the Chumash. Mm. After Aaron HaKohen was Nifta, and Elazar took over, right? Then, in fact, Elazar was only allowed to enter into the Mishkan, according to the Gaon, once he had Yom Kippur. Right. And then Halachah Moshe Sinai was taught, that had to be five Tevilas. At that point, you could say that there was a insertion of the Pasuk Shalai Kesidon.
Did Yom Kippurim before they went into Eretz Yisrael?
What?
Did they have Avodas Yom Kippurim
before Eretz Yisrael? I would imagine, yeah. There's no reason why not.
Many of the Chagim only really kick in when we get into Eretz Yisrael.
That could possibly, because they're related to agricultural. Right? Yom Kippur is not related to agricultural, to anything agricultural.
They didn't have the Korobonis Musa.
Whatever it is, whatever, that's Bamidbar and everything. But also, all of this could be understood to be after the death of Aaron HaKohen. That was in Bamidbar. In any case, we can make conjectures here, but I think that the important thing is that this is the position of the Gaon. Okay, now, I promised last time that I would take issue with this, and I'm not taking issue lishma, but it is lishma, in the sense that I think that the entire understanding of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol here, as in fact being a emergency measure to mivatara the Mishkan, is without foundation, both in Chazal, but really both in the Pesukim. if we go to the very beginning of Achrei Mois, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Mois v'nei b'nei Aaron, b'kol v'asom v'nei Hashem v'yamusu. Okay, so the Chumash begins by saying that, you know, connecting the tzivoy to Aaron with the misa of his of his children. V'yamer Hashem al Moshe daber Aaron. The bell Aaron, Achich, of Ayavovichal Ace Ela Koyos La Paroiches, El Penaka Peshaw Ala Oinvelo Yomos, Kibe Honor Ela Kapoiches. We speak about Aaron Akoyin coming into the Kodesh Gadoshim, Kibe Onon Ela Kapoiches. He shouldn't come at any time until the Kodesh Gadoshim. This has nothing to do with Tumah. What does Tumah have to do with Kibe Onon Ela Kapoiches? I mean, the Chumash should have said he shouldn't come at any time. Lechape or lechate salam is beyach, like it says in Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshas Tetzaveh says v'chipa aran al kanois of achas pashana, which by the way, derech agav, is the mizbeach azov, which is outside the kodesh, which is outside the kodesh hakadoshim. In other words, Aaron is being commanded. That's in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud and Shemois. Aaron Akoyin is not being warned, don't enter to the Beis HaMikdash to be machap, to be metayah, the kelim, in the Beis HaMikdash. Aaron HaKohen is being warned not to enter, lefnai v'lefnim, ki be'onon ega ala kapoiris. That has nothing to do with Tumah and Torah. Ki be'onon ega ala kapoiris. Now, in fact, what's the connection with the Misas, b'nei Aaron? What's the connection with the death of his sons? So this is a clear Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Parshachov, I think it's, I don't call it Halacha, or Periches, there, the Medrash goes through the different reasons, Chazal give different reasons, that Aaron's sons, right, died. And the first reason, which is given, which I understand probably has been the main reason, is because they wanted a Mekav to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meizu benov shel Aaron al hakriva velakrov al hakriva of coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it says velakrov al ha'esh al ha'zorah. In other words, the misa of the Aaron, even though Chazal also mentioned other reasons, shisayayin, they're gonna make a halacha in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the first and primary reason would seem to me, okay, forget about primary, maybe that's an editorial, but editing. But in other words, the first reason is, as it says, Bekovasom lifnei Hashem vayamuso. Bnei Aaron wished to come close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they brought an Eish Zora as part of this attempt to come close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they died. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Aaron that you can't come close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu the way your sons did. If you want to come close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, why can't you come close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ki be'onon era ala kapeiris. Right? I know it's Amon the Onon. A person just can't come into the Onon anytime he wants. We'll speak about this a little while.
The Onon is there the whole time?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe, yeah. Onon is there the entire time. But it's on the Mishkan. We'll speak about it. No. Ki be'onon era I will see that ala kapeiris. Right. And in fact, Aaron has to be, we're going to speak about this. I'm not going to speak about this time, next time. Aaron has to come in, and then he's makir the ketores, which graces an onon. But God be onon a roi ala kapoiris. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking. And in fact, it's clear that the whole purpose of the Avoda really is not to be metayer the Mishkan, but rather that Aaron should enter l'flai v'lifnem and come l'flai v'lifnem into what you would call the mokum of the onon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, as further proof and rayas to this idea, which I think to me is a very, very simple and basic thing, the Gemara, the first Mishnah in Yuma, which some of you will learn in the Daf Yomi in several months, speaks about the fact that that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was quarantined into the Lishkas Pahedrin. And there he had to stay 7 days. And there's an entire sugya, which which tries to locate, which locates the makor, the source of this 7-day quarantine of the Kohen Gadol. And there's a machloikas, a bircha, a shlokish. I don't want to go to the entire sogya. Gemara initially learns actually from the miluim. But then the Gemara learns that the fact is that the Gemara says that the Arayin entering, the Kohen Gadol entering the Kosher Kodashim is commensurable to Moshe Rabbeinu entering Har Sinai. And the Gemara brings, Vayish Kohen Kavod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichaseinu Ho'onun Sheshes Yomim. This is Gimel Amud Beis, Dal Amud Aleph, the entire Ayin Sham Heitev of Kol HaSugya. In other words, as far as Chazal were concerned, the entering of the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was akin to the entering of Moshe Rabbeinu to Har Sinai when the Anon was Mechasa as Har Sinai. That's clear from the entire sugya. In fact, it's interesting enough is, there's a Ramban. The Ramban has a Hagdama to Shmois. And there, in fact, the Ramban at the end of the Hagdama, more than implies, that in fact the Mishkan was sort of like itinerant Har Sinai, just like the Anon was Sheikhar on Har Sinai, so too the Mishkan was, in certain terms, a type of a miniature Har Sinai, which is very, very clear from anyone who understands the Chumash, that, and the Anon that was Sheikhar on the Mishkan was akin, was the same thing as the Anon, which is Sheikhar on Har Sinai. And the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, is Ki Be'onon Eira Ala Kapeiris, well, in fact, and everybody knows, in Parshas Yisroel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, right, in Perek Yotes Pasuk Tes, Vayayim HaShem HaMoshe Hinei Anoichi Ba'elecha Ba'av HaOnon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to come to Klal Yisrael Ba'av HaOnon, which means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Klal Yisrael, to Moshe Klal Yisrael, he reveals himself Ba'av HaOnon. And then, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai, right, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, so what does the Chumash say? It says, this is Perach of Dalet, Pasuk Tezvah, Vayal Moshe Lahar, Moshe Rabbeinu ascends the Har, Vayachasa Onan as Har, and the cloud covers the Har, Vayishkoin kever Hashem al Hasina v'yachaseh ha'onon sheshes yomim v'yikal Moshe b'yom etzri b'techa onon u'marei kever Hashem ke'esh oiches b'roi shahar. And then it says v'yavu Moshe b'soicha onon. So in other words, the entire drama of Har Sinai, of Moshe Rabbeinu entering into the onon, is in fact duplicated in the case of what? In the case of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So, what I want to claim, and I think, it's not even a claim, I think this is so pushy, one doesn't have to make the claim. It's apparent. Halach. That in fact, the Bnei Arin, the Chait of Bnei Arin, there were other Chataim too, but if we had a little more time, I would actually explain all the Chataim also fit into this too. She saw Yayin, Hayra.
And they looked, they saw the...
They wanted to, they wanted a cup. That's another thing. We'll get to that. That's a Mishpat, the Sikhne Yisrael. They also saw that was a Chait. And therefore, because Bogus is only Moshe, you go up too. That's right. You took the words out of my mouth. That's Baruch Shekivanti, right? Then in fact, that was Ke'en the same Chait. Nadav and Vil wanted to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Eish Zara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron, you can't do that. You can't do that. And yet, if you want to approach me, you have to do like this. Now, what do you mean you have to do like this? We're going to speak about that. What is the chiddushir of the Torah? There's a tremendous chiddushir of the Torah that a person can connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, can enter into the Kodesh Gadol, even though be'odon el al kapayres. But in fact, the Torah required an avoda, which is, I guess, preliminaries to the kenisa lifnei v'lifnim. Okay.
Not for Moshe Rabbeinu then.
Well, from Aaron. This is from Aaron.
Aaron and the Kohen
Gadol. Okay. Now, the mind is like this. In other words. But and the entire avodah of the Kohen Gadol is this entering of the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh Kodashim, which is entering into the Mokom HaShechina, and is equivalent to Moshe Rabbeinu entering up into Har Sinai. Okay, now The fact is that, and this is what the Torah is speaking about, it has nothing to do with being the Torah, the base, the mission, except that what? Is that what the Torah is commanding, Moshe Rabbeinu, to command Aaron, that in fact, a preliminary, and this is the Chiddush, a preliminary to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is a person has to be Matayel, the Mishkan, and also has to do Vidoy. Once again, Kaparin and Vidoy are a very important thing. And only after doing that, only after doing that, can a person enter into the Anon. Which is a profound idea, that connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to do with, in fact, a tshuva, both on Tumah and also on Chait.
Literally self-perfection rather than...
Right, right. That's maybe that was a tremendous, that was an unbelievable Chiddush. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Judaism. Well, does that connect directly, but through that. Now, what's interesting is, I want to point out, is that this concept actually is a concept which actually is the theme of the Mishnayos of Yuma. those of you who have learned Yuma, either as part of or not as part of the Daf Yomi, through the entire Mishnayos of Yuma, the Mishnayos detail the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, and then in Perek Shmini, in the 8th Perek of Yuma, so the Mishnayos speak about the tainus of Yom Kippur, right? All the halachas of the tainus of Yom Kippur, and at the very, very end of the Mishnayos, which at the very end of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah, the famous Mishnah, which most people learn because it has to do with tshuva. After it says Chatas v'Oshem v'Adim v'Chapim, it's speaking about the Mishnah of the Pesach and Peheil Mudbeis, right? And it speaks about the Kapora of Yom Kippur. Then all of a sudden, the Mishnah launches into drashas, right? Dosh Rabbeinu Barazai Mikol Chatas Sechel V'Nei Hashem Titaru. Avirish ben Adam, etc., etc. And then it says, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, Themiatem Metar, Mibetar Eschem, Virisha Shamayim, Shinema Vazakti Alechem, Maim Tahirim, Mutatim, Oim Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. What is this drosh of Rabbi Akiva? What's it doing here? I mean, it's very nice drosh of a person saying like a, you know, saying, I guess, like saying a Shabbashuva drosh and everything, but why does the Mishnayos enter this drosh? So I want to tell you an interesting chiddush I've always had. In the Rambam, in Hilchas Tshuva, so in the Rambam, in the first four prokim, the Rambam speaks about Tshuva. The fifth parak, the Rambam speaks about Bechira, free will. In the sixth parak, he continues about Bechira. And then in the seventh parak, the Rambam again speaks about Tshuva. But he speaks Tshuva in a very, very lofty way, in other words, the Nusach of the Rambam speaks about the majesty, the loftiness of the process of repentance. He brings many of the agadatis that the Gemara brings here in Yuma. And then the Rambam speaks about Olam Haba, and then speaks about Avas Hashem, etc., etc. And I always wonder, I think from when I was a young boy, why, in fact, why did the Rambam insert these four prokim in Hilchas Tshuva? The Rambam should have inserted it maybe in Yisodei HaTorah, etc., etc. And I decided at one point in my life that the Rambam was actually learning Pshat in the Mishnayos. After the Mishnayos detail the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, and then they detail the avodah of Tshuva, comes Rabbi Akiva and says, Ashrechem Yisrael, mi betara eschem. And he speaks about Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Of course, there are different. I didn't mean it. Yosoi is the voice of understanding the Psukim in the Mishnayos. The Foshim speak about it. But to make a long story short, what's Mikveh Yisrael Hashem? That's man connecting directly with God. And if you don't believe me, look in the end of Perek Yud, in Hilchos Mikvos of the Rambam. There the Rambam says explicitly that entering into a Mikveh, when the Tahara is from Kachem, requires kavana, and the entrance to mikveh is a man's fusing of his kavana and his intellect with the intellect of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how the Rambam understands the notion of the mikveh. And the Rambam, in my opinion, is a reference to this Mishnah here in Yuma. So in other words, the whole point of the avodah of Kohen Gadol was to allow man, or to allow the Kohen Gadol, but in fact actually Yom Kippur, to allow every person through the process of tshuva to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu on the very, very highest level. Something that Nadav and Aviyah tried to do, but they did it in the wrong way. And the whole avodah of the Kohen Gadol is to rectify this and do it in the proper way. Now, I want to go to the kasha of the Chachmas Adam. How come the Chumash doesn't bring the date of Yom Kippur, Basorah L'Chodesh HaShvi, how come is that brought in the beginning, like other Yomim Tovim? And I think the answer is obvious. I think the answer is that originally, this avodah was supposed to have been an avodah of the Kohen Gadol. This avodah was supposed to have been an avodah of the Kohen Gadol. At a later point, within, before the Torah chasumed it, at a later point in time, this was incorporated as part of the Yomim Tovim of Klal Yisrael, and then this became part of the Yom Tovim, Yom Kippur. If you know, for example, in Shmois, in Mishpatim, and in Parshas Kisisa, Yom Kippur is not mentioned. What happened was, is that there was an evolution of the void of the Kohen Gadol. It became not only the void of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, but also became an void of every Jew on the Asiri, Yom Asiri, the Chodesh HaShvi, and Tishrei. And that's what it says in Pasuk Chavtes. Let me just finish. V'hoizel lechem lechukas oylam, right? Ta'anu es nafshay seichem. In other words, what are you going to do? Which is commensurable to the avodah of the Kohen Gadol of entering the Kodesh Kodashim? You're going to be the tainus. Yeah, you have a question.
Yes, Rabbi Akiva seems to be changing Avodas Yom Kippurim into something which is shaykh for all of Klal Yisrael. It seems to be a function of the Beis HaMikdash no longer being there.
Well, that's what all the Mishnayos are speaking about. Right? Well, the Mishnayos are speaking about
it. Right. But now what Rabbi Tripus is saying is the same thing in the Chumash.
Right. The Mishnayos got it from the Chumash. That was when Chazal wrote the Mishnayos, they were getting it from the Chumash, except they're operating backwards.
But in the Chumash, there can't be a mention of after the...
No, there's like a difference though. What Rabbi Akiva is saying is, the same things are speaking, Kibbonah ala kapayres, is that for all the Jewish people, if they in fact take upon the tightness of Yom Kippur. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. So in other words, like this, what I want to say is, when it says after that, V'aytachem l'chukos oylem b'chodesh ha-shvi, ki v'yem ed yechap e'alech l'otar eschem, shabbat shabbatzon hilachem, nisam edash reseichem, all of these psukim are speaking about the evolution of Yom Kippur from an avodah with a Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim to a holiday a day for all of Klal Yisrael, when in fact, through the Tainus, they would actually in fact duplicate the same spiritual ascent. And this was enacted at a later point, right, before the Chasidus HaChumash, before the Chumash was written. This is in fact the oral tradition of the written law. This avodah Kohen Gadol was now incorporated into a day for all of Klal Yisrael.
So there were three stages. There was Har Sinai, which was Moshe Rabbeinu and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then there was Aaron and Kohen connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu by going into the
Kodashim.
Then there was the avodah of Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol.
Very good.
And then the final stage is the avodah of all of Klal Yisrael.
And Achanami. And that's, I'm going to claim I think, in my opinion, I mean, with great humility, I think this squares with the text better than that of the Chachmas Adam the Gaon, with great humility. Yeah.
Why is Aaron different than the other Kohen Gadol? Why is there a difference between Aaron / Kohen Gadol and all of Klal Yisrael? Or why was Aaron allowed to go in there? I mean, what changed or what was it?
I'm not sure. See, that's what I want to claim. I want to claim is, it's not clear it was only Aaron HaKohen. Any Kohen Gadol was allowed to do this. It was just that...
Any Kohen Gadol could go whenever they want.
No, not whenever they want. No, I reject that completely. I don't think
Aaron... Aaron could only go whenever
they want. I don't see anywhere Aaron had a Kohen Gadol. All the Torah is saying is, we're going to make an avodah. In other words, Arakai has to go, in other words, the Torah is saying this, you cannot come connect directly with the Kodesh Baruch. We're going to make an avodah.
But the days of Yom Kippur only came Klal Yisrael.
No, but I want to, no, but that's the halal l'dayla. It's because, no, so I want to tell you why. Because it says, after it says, right, v'shabbos only lachem, then it says the pasuk, v'chipa koyin ha-shiyim v'chor v'shiyim ala z'yodu l'chayin takas oviv. What's pasuk lamed beis doing? They're speaking about Klal Yisrael. The answer is that the koyin, God was going to go, on that day the koyin God was going to come in too. I understand this is all meant to be Yom Kippur. That's what I understand. Except that, what? There was no, in other words, the point of the beginning of Achay Mois is to just to say, is in contradistinction to Nodav Avio, this is the way the coin has to come. And then, right, they were Kaveya, the day for all of Klai Yisrael. And the Kodesh mentions the Chodesh Hashvi. And it says, the Chipa Koin is Shim Yach Oisai. It was meant that it would be that one day, because in Tetzaveh, the Chumash already tells me in Tetzaveh that once a year becomes is Machape on the Zbech Hazal. The Chumash already mentioned that, and therefore that's how I answer the kasha that's raised by Asim the Chacham Hazadim. It wasn't a later thing; it was meant to be once a year. But the Chiddush, the novelty here is that a person can, in fact, become close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it has to be done with this Seder. It's very, very interesting. In Nefesh HaChayim, says in Shal Dalet, I think I'm which parak. Nefesh HaChayim believed in learning Torah Lishma. Torah was not learned in order to, you know, for the makers. Nefesh HaChayim says before a person learns, he should sit and be mizvada, should confess, and then he should learn Torah. In other words, confession is the prerequisite for, and then after that, a person becomes like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kivyachol, Yisrael, Yisrael, Isaac, Kuchibruch, Akado. That before a person enters into a relationship of Kivu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he has to do tshuva. Mm-hmm. And that's really the Chiddush here. That's the Chiddush, of Judaism. It's of Judaism, as opposed to everything else. Yeah.
Chazal said, the idea of a Chol Beis Hineman is Moshe was allowed at all times, but Dafka Aaron was not allowed at all times.
I want to clarify.
The Rambam brings that in Zikrim as well.
No, because I want to tell you why.
It backs up what you're saying.
I want to tell you why. Just like this. What about Hal Sinai? Moshe better enter to the Mishkan for Teira. That was Hal Sinai. Aaron entered the Mishkan for Kiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we have the Kayin, we have the Chacham. It was the Chacham is Torah. So the Chacham comes in anytime he wants. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Onan was Malei Samishkan. Aaron is Dveikos. Chassidus. Dveikos. That's once a year. And that's with preparation. Okay. Anyway, in any case, I hope we've offered an alternative understanding of these psukim. There's a lot more to go, though. Because we have to... I want to also deal with the pasuk of Gimel, which Chazal says Lokis Sidroi. I want to explain it in terms of what the principles I've spoken about. I want to claim Chalokis Sidroi means when it became a national fast, then they required the five tevilas. That's what I want to claim. I want to explain about that. I want to speak about the Gemara Daf Ayin and Yuma, which speaks about the Kabbonis in Bamidbar and Pashas Pinchas. Some of the Kabbonis mentioned here and not mentioned there. And we have a lot more to go in the oral tradition of the written law. But in any case, until then, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim, be well.